USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A woman killed in the shootings at a Southern California synagogue over the weekend is being laid to rest today. Lori Gilbert Kay, the one person killed, three other people, including a grief-stricken Rabbi Yerusel Goldstein, were injured in the shootings, carried out by a 19-year-old John Ernest. It's now being treated as a hate crime. The rabbi says,
I received a personal phone call from our President Donald Trump. I was amazed to answer the phone and say the Secretary of the White House is calling, and he spent close to 10-15 minutes with me on the phone.
Strong winds could be behind the deadly crane collapse in Seattle on Saturday. Winds had kicked up to 23 miles an hour at about the time the crane fell from the building, landing on six cars, killing four people. And this is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. According to the American Cleaning Institute, 76% of Americans participate in spring cleaning every year. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive John Sellers outlines tips and tools that can help you clean up your finances to maximize financial rewards.
Spring cleaning is all about hitting the refresh button, and that includes refreshing your spending and finances to maximize rewards. Try to stick with your favorite brands to accumulate maximum benefits through their rewards programs. Additionally, consider consolidating your savings and investment accounts down to one financial institution. This will simplify your banking, and the balance of your consolidated accounts may also qualify you for a program like Bank of America Preferred Rewards. Our Preferred Rewards members enjoy great benefits, including credit card rewards bonuses of up to 75%, home and auto loan discounts, no fees on select banking services, and more. And as a member's qualifying balances grow with Bank of America, so does their preferred rewards benefits.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
The CEO of Boeing facing shareholders for the first time since two deadly crashes forced the grounding of the aviation giant's 737 MAX jetliners.
We recognize the devastation to the families and friends of the passengers and crew members, and extend our deepest sympathies to all of them.
Dennis Muilenburger also telling investors in that conference call they can have confidence in the future of the company and its fastest-selling plane. President Trump will be turning his thoughts to the border again tomorrow when he has talks with Democratic leaders Nancy Pelosi from the House, Chuck Schumer from the Senate. Today, his press secretary, Sarah Sanders, says,
the primary purpose of that meeting is to discuss infrastructure, but I certainly wouldn't be surprised at all if immigration comes up. It's a major problem in this country, and so far Democrats have refused to acknowledge it and address it.
Secretary Sanders was speaking there on Fox and Friends, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
It was a historic weekend at the box office. One movie shattering box office records. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
I know I said no more surprises, but I was really hoping to pull off one last one.
Avengers Endgame demolished box office records with a stunning $350 million in North America and $1.2 billion worldwide. Disney Marvel's fourth and final Avengers superhero movie has captivated moviegoers, accounting for more than 4 out of every 5 tickets sold domestically. Other movies in the lineup, Captain Marvel, The Curse of La Llorona, Breakthrough, and Shazam, all made under $10 million. The movie grossed nearly $100 million higher than the previous record set by Avengers: Infinity War. At last count, Avengers Endgame has broken 144 box office records. The film is also being shown at more theaters than ever before, despite it being a three-hour movie. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Former Indiana Senator Richard Lugar is dead at 87. In a statement, his family says Lugar died early Sunday from complications of a rare neurological disorder. He was mayor of Indianapolis from 1968 to 1975 and U.S. Senator from 1977 to 2013. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.